Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another episode of Jamming with Jason. Hey, on today's episode, we're going to take a little trip back to the old dairy farm and talk about milk. Now, before you're like, what the hell are you doing, Jason? Don't worry, this episode is safe for everyone, even those of you who may be lactose intolerant or who don't drink milk. We're just going to use it as a metaphor to talk about what we're going to talk about today. So, with that, let's roll that episode now. You are jamming with Jason Mefford, where you hear inspiring interviews with some amazing people. Some are famous, some may seem ordinary, and they are all doing extraordinary things to positively change the world. Sometimes it's just you and me having an intimate and authentic conversation about how you can change the world around you and rewrite the story of your life by being more authentic, accepting and loving yourself more, and spreading love to others. Since really, all you need is love. And what the world needs now is love, sweet love. We discuss all aspects of self-improvement, growth, and so much more. Great content, insightful advice that's practical and helpful to anyone that listens. You're always eager to come back for more and share with your friends and family, since you learn something in every episode. So sit back and enjoy the easy listening while you feel seen and heard in this informative, authentic, and entertaining podcast. Now, let's roll that beautiful podcast footage. All right. Well, I have a confession to make. I grew up on a farm. And for some of you, it's like, well, what's the big deal? And others of you are like, oh my gosh, a farm? Are you like a... Ugh. Anyway, I grew up on a farm when I was a little kid. And we actually had some milk cows. And so we used to milk the cows and sell the milk to make some money, actually, because we were pretty poor when I was little. And luckily, I was younger at the time, so I did not have to be the one who got up at 5 o'clock every morning to milk the cows. You know, we had to milk them in the morning and milk them at night. So I didn't have to be the one actually pulling on the udders and milking the cows, but my brothers and my dad did. And so I grew up, like I said, on the farm. And so I understand, you know, you probably heard the saying, don't cry over spilled milk. And, you know, growing up, I always, you know, obviously things spill different times. And I'd heard that that saying before. But especially growing up on a farm, it means even more. Because imagine, again, you drag your butt out of bed early in the morning. It's 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. You go out, you start milking the cow, and you've been milking the cow, and it takes a while to milk a cow by hand, right? So you're sitting there filling up the bucket, and then all of a sudden, the cow decides to kick its back foot and knocks the bucket of milk over. So it's not just a little glass, but it's a whole bucket of milk just goes out on the ground that you can't use, you can't sell, you can't drink, and you've really just lost that time. You know, maybe it's been a half an hour that you've been sitting there milking the cow, and that is all just gone, right? And so I can understand if you're a farmer and the bucket gets kicked over and your livelihood kind of goes away, you'd want to cry about it, right? But what I'm finding is, as I talk to people and coach people, a lot of people are crying over spilled milk. And we have heard that saying, don't cry over spilled milk. And so again, if you didn't grow up on a farm, you might be thinking, oh, you know, I knocked my glass of milk over on the table. Not a big deal. I'll just go pour another one, right? And it's not a big deal. And for the most part, spilling milk is not a big deal, right? But here's the truth of the matter. Every single day of your life, you're going to spill milk, or the equivalent of milk, right? You're going to make some mistakes that are going to cause the equivalent of the milk to spill, okay? Now, it doesn't matter so much that we make these mistakes. What matters is what you do about it, okay? So I will tell you, I am the kind of person that if I make a mistake, if I spill some milk, I just like to clean it up right away and move on with my life and not think about the milk, not worry about the milk, not beat myself up about the milk. But what I find is a lot of people, and you might be able to relate to this, okay? Something happens, you spill the milk. Oh my gosh, I am so embarrassed that I spilled the milk. I can't let anybody else know that I spilled the milk, so I'm just going to walk out of the room and pretend like it never happened. Okay, have you ever done that? And then you walk into the room a little bit later and you're like, oh my gosh, that's right, I spilled the milk. Oh, I am such an idiot. I am so stupid. I can't believe that I did that. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. But you can't deal with it, so you leave the room. You come back a little bit later and you're like, something smells. Oh, that's right. I spilled the milk, right? Because you've let the milk sit there. You've let it get sour. You've maybe let it start to smell, start to get a little curdled, but you still don't want to clean up the milk. And so you decide to leave the room again, right? Have you ever done that with mistakes or things that you've made in your life? Instead of cleaning it up, instead of moving on, we choose to ignore it. We choose to pretend like it never happened. We choose to beat ourselves up over it, right? Instead of actually just taking care of the issue, right? Now, if it was something else that you spilled, like wine, okay, maybe you should cry about that, right? Because wine makes a lot bigger mess if it's red wine than milk does. But if you don't clean up the wine, it still is going to do the same thing, right? It's going to sour. It's going to turn into vinegar. It's going to smell. It's going to stain whatever it is that it fell on. And so, you know, I want you to use this or think of this as a metaphor in your life, because, you know, there are things that we do. And ultimately, you have to decide what you're going to do about it. And so what I see people doing all the time is, like I said, they choose not to accept the responsibility for spilling the milk. They choose not to clean it up. And so eventually what ends up happening is they suffer more than once. And so there's an old saying, you know, of why would you want to suffer more than once? So when you make a mistake and you choose not to clean it up, you choose not to say you're sorry when you did something you shouldn't have done, when you don't clean up that milk, when you don't fix something that you had done, then what ends up happening is that festers. It starts to stink, right? And then every time that you see that, you cry over the spilled milk again, right? And so, like I said, I've seen this with some people that I've been talking to recently, which is why I want to talk about it today, right? And again, you might not be spilling milk, but think about how this shows up in your life, because I'm sure that it does show up in your life. I know it shows up in my life, right? Again, I told you the kind of person that I am, what I'd like to do. Do I do that all the time? No. There's some times when I still get embarrassed, when I don't want to do it, and I might leave things a little bit longer than I should. Now, that's one thing that I work on, right, as I work on trying to do that. But like I said, think about When those things happen, do you ever find yourself saying things like, oh, I'm stupid. Oh, I can't believe I did that. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. Oh, I can't let anybody know about that. Oh my gosh, I was looking forward to having that milk in my cereal or my coffee. Now what am I going to do? Wah, 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 woe is me. Oh my gosh, how am I ever going to live without the milk in my coffee, right? And so a lot of times when these things come along, and again, it may or it may not be your fault, but sometimes the milk spills. You know, when the cow would kick the can when my dad was milking, it wasn't his fault. The cow just kicked the damn can, right? And it fell over. It was nothing that he did. I mean, you don't hobble the cow when you're milking it. And so it was nothing that he did, but he still had the effect of it, right? So again, I think I'm going to keep this episode a little bit shorter this week, because again, I just want you to start thinking, are there areas in your life where you are doing the equivalent of spilling some milk? And what do you do about it, right? Well, I know that sometimes it might be hard. It might be hard to go in and get that rag and clean it up and put it behind you. But, you know, I've found in my life that I would rather deal with short-term pain and discomfort than I would to deal with it over a longer period of time. And so, again, if you take care of, you know, and are a person of integrity, clean up the milk when you spill it, then you can move on. If you don't, then you're going to continue to suffer over and over and over and over and over again until you decide to clean up the milk. Now, whether it's your fault or not, the milk needs to be cleaned up. Okay? So take some personal responsibility. Don't try to blame the cow. Don't blame the cows in your life either, right? Anyway, that could go along a lot of different ways. All right, boom, little private joke for Jason. But you know, ask yourself that question: how long are you going to cry over spilled milk? Because I will tell you, it is much, much better to move on. I think I've told you before, right? If I never look behind me, my troubles will be few. Right. And so anyway, just wanted to bring that out there today. Like I said, I'm going to keep this one a little bit short, because I think even though it is short and it is a very simple metaphor, as you start to think about this week, you will find that it is much deeper than you ever even thought. And you will find that there are more places in your life than you actually realized where you're probably not taking the responsibility and cleaning up some of the messes that you have made. And if your life is kind of stinky and you're not sure why, start sniffing around, because there just might be some spilled milk that got bad. And with that, have a great week, and I will see you on the next episode.